Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Bell Ringer 32, live from Denver, 9th and 10th of January, first big sale of 2019. It'll be seen on Dish Network, channel 998, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head to be offered, including almost 30,000 yearling steers, 17,000 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. He's never lost an election. 24 races over his career, and he's going to go out with that undefeated record intact. Pat Roberts on Friday announcing that he will not seek re-election in 2020. He'll serve out the last 2 years of his term this year, next year, as the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and then he'll come back home to the state of Kansas. Dale Moore, who's the current executive director of the American Farm Bureau, worked for Pat Roberts, both in his personal office, but also in the House Agriculture Committee office back when he was chairman. And that was back in 1996 when Freedom to Farm was put into place.
I was chairman of the House Agriculture Committee when the 96 Farm Bill was completed, and that was a pretty tough, drawn-out process. And that leadership, I think we saw that on display again here over the past, you know, 3-4 years as what is now the new Farm Bill came together.
Dale Moore on Pat Roberts, who's announced that he'll be ending his career in the Senate at the end of the 116th Congress in 2020. World's largest junior livestock show. The nominations are in, waiting for entries to be finalized for the 2019 OYE, Oklahoma Youth Expo, in March. Cass Newell, show manager of the OYE for 2019, says the nominations are in and they are huge.
For the 2019 show, for nominations, all species were up in numbers. We had about just over 16,000 hogs nominated for the 2019 show. Total nominations, there was around 24,000 for all species combined. So the county show should be strong this year, along with OYE, one of the largest ones ever, I'm assuming.
Now, 24,000, that's a remarkable number.
Yes, that is an incredible number. It's incredible that every year it continues to grow. We've seen growth in all species, like I said, all the way from steers to hogs. Hogs have seen the most increase in numbers, which is expected. I think it'll be another really large one.
Of course, on the market hogs side of things, you know what the draw is there. But the gilts, I think, are really interesting. That Night of Stars, the gilt shows, I know, had a lot of impact.
Yes, that's been a really good thing that we've implemented into OYE, both for the exhibitors and for the show. It brings in breeders from all across the nation to purchase animals, just really brings in interest to the show.
Next up for the OYE, entries that are due by the 22nd of February. Last year, we had over 19,000 entries total. Market animals and breeding animals will be probably a little over 20,000 this year at the 2019 OYE. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.